Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back. Hope you guys had a nice lunch and have some fun plans to see San Francisco later today. I am Ami Rambia from the Windows Division. The last few months, I have been working with businesses on integrating with the wallet application for the phone 8.1. And I am here to talk to you about why you should do as well. Pains of a wallet. Think most of you, at least I and all of my friends, have a problem with the fat wallet. I actually have three different wallets to manage that problem. One, where I have my daily things that I really need physically, like my driver's license, my Microsoft Office badge. Another, which is truly fat at this point, with my library cards, my insurance cards, my membership cards, my plane tickets, my event tickets, movies that I have purchased to go see next week. It's adding up. And I have yet another bag, Ziploc bag actually, where I have stored my gift cards and cash cards. I don't want them with me all the time. I don't want to lose them. The idea is I was going to pick up the Ziploc bag every time I go shopping so that I can pay for my purchases and stuff. I see some of you smiling already because you know what comes next. I forget to take that Ziploc bag. And so I have like three cards at this point from a departmental store that I have never used, even though I've been there thrice this week. So with everything going digital, songs, photos, videos, books, you name it, our customers really want things that are in the wallet to be accessible very readily, handily, at the touch of a finger, preferably on their phone. Hence the digital wallet. We ship this with Windows Phone 8. We've made improvements to it for Phone 8.1. It is basically a single place, a central location for your customers to go and access information that they need, not just for your business, but for other businesses that they need to fulfill their lives on a day-to-day basis, such that they have the information they need at the right time and the right place without having to worry about whether they forgot it at home. Some examples are, I go to Adventure Work Cycles. I have a membership there, and they offer a 20% discount anytime I buy anything from the store. But I usually, every time I go there, of course I don't have my card, and so I end up having to cycle through a list of phone numbers that might be associated with my membership just to finish the purchase and avail of that discount. If that card was available on my phone, I would bring up the wallet, show them the card, get the membership, reduce lines, save time for the clients and save time for your service personnel in the store. Similarly, with Coho's Winery, I really don't know which type of wine is on my membership this week, which are the bottles that are eligible for taking home, which are not. And I could find somebody on a really crowded Sunday to help me make my decision, or I could pull out my phone and find the information I need when I go to the Coho's Winery item in my wallet. What does it mean for you as the developer? It is a platform, because there are APIs, there are other ways of integrating the wallet. It is a platform for you to reach out to your customers and provide information that they need in a ready-to-access, easy way. You can provide transaction history, deep links into your application, link to your application for users that haven't discovered your app yet. You can share offers and discounts that come via updates. And so based on the time of the year, based on their location, you can actually update the item to make it relevant for the user at that point in time. I'm excited to now talk about a scenario that PayPal is going to bring to their customers later this summer. I went to Ford's Coffee yesterday, and I was sleepy, ordered my coffee, put my hand back into my back pocket, and realized I had forgotten my wallet. Oops. don't want to avoid an embarrassing situation. So I remembered that my good friend Matt mentioned that PayPal actually offers payment solutions for businesses. So I'm like, maybe they have a solution for Fort's Coffee. So I go into the PayPal app, and I navigate to the place where they offer their business cards, and I notice Fort's Coffee there. I tap on it. They ask me to check in. I go ahead and do that. And I have a quick scan and pay solution right here that I can pay for my coffee, so that's exactly what I do. I'm not embarrassed that I don't have my credit card with me. Pay for my coffee, I'm on my way. At the bottom, you will notice there is a save to wallet option that card presents to you. I go ahead and tap it, curious to see what's going to happen the next time. So today morning when I go to Fort's Coffee, the phone and the wallet app on the phone detects that I am at Fort's Coffee right now. And the phone is in my hand, I'm checking mail, replying to messages, and before even I have ordered my coffee, I see a toast reminder that is telling me I have a easy to pay solution that is ready to go. I tap on it. This is the item inside the wallet app that PayPal has created. You can notice that the barcode has been branded to their colors. I can scan this and I can pay for my coffee. I did not need to remove my wallet. I did not need to remove my credit card. And it's a really fast and easy solution on the go using the phone, which is in your hands at all the times. So let's summarize why you should integrate with the wallet. It really simplifies card management for your customers. They do not have to navigate to the right. They do not have to discover your app. They do not have to go into your app and then look for the information that they're trying to find. They can just get a notification at the right time and place, or they can go to the wallet app and quickly find the item that they want and reference the information that they need, whether it's a balance or a number or a scan and pay solution. As the users go into the wallet to see one business or to solve one problem, they will end up discovering your business and your solutions at the same time. Because let's say I go to the wallet to purchase a deal or to use my deal, I'm at the same time going to discover a PayPal card that is in my wallet. Brian and I are here to show you how, for really low development costs, you can get your customers back to your app over and over again, or even discover the app for customers that haven't yet discovered it. Now I'm going to summarize the changes that we made specifically to the wallet on Phone 8.1 that make it different from Phone 8. If your customer has downloaded your app and discovered it, then your app can leverage APIs to integrate things into the wallet app. If you are a Silverlight app, the APIs haven't changed. Those apps will work as before. If you are a universal app or are considering building one, we do have new APIs for you that you can leverage for even advanced set of features. If your customers have not yet discovered your app or haven't just downloaded it, or you are still considering building a phone for building an app for the phone ecosystem, you can still integrate with the wallet and help users discover your business through email attachments or through links on websites. Finally, a note on NFC payments. For Phone 8.1, we have made NFC payments into an independent workflow. You can manage NFC payments directly in your app. There are some APIs that are available to manage this. The payments will go through the operators who own the secure element on the phone. And we will not be covering NFC APIs at the talk today. We will be talking about wallet integration. So quick note on that. And with that, I'm going to hand it off to Brian to come and walk you through how you would integrate with the wallet. Thank you.
Thanks, Amy. obligatory clear my throat. Hi, I'm Brian Cross. I'm a developer at Microsoft. I work in the Windows Phone group. I worked on Wallet as well as Cortana this past release. But here I'm here to talk to you about the Wallet. So you want to integrate with the Wallet. The first thing you have to do is decide what type of item you would like to put in the Wallet. We support a variety of items that go inside of the Wallet. Up here are the ones that we list, that we support. We support deals, which are like coupons and whatnot, payment instruments like PayPal, tickets, boarding passes for like events and boarding a train or an airplane or whatnot, membership cards, which I'll go into a little bit deeper in just a little bit. And then if you have an item that doesn't fit into any of these categories, then we have the all-purpose general item that you can use. Now, why would you want to actually state what it is, other than maybe obvious reasons? As you can see up on the left, in Phone 8.1, we have a brand new layout for the wallet item. And this is a templatized layout. And the layouts are chosen based on the type of item. In this release, we have a boarding pass, which you can see with the on the right in the blue. It's got a little arrow kind of showing you go from here to there. And then you also have the standard template, which is over there in the orange, showing AdventureWorks. And so we also use the categorization of these items to help the user find them. They're categorized in the wallet hub, and they're easily searchable. So when you create your item, you want to make sure you put it in the right bucket. So in this new version of Windows Phone, we've added a couple ways, as Ami mentioned, that you can add your items into the wallet. And what I want to stress is just use whatever makes sense to you. The first thing that we've added is a wallet item package is what we call it, or otherwise known as MS Wallet file. This is a zip compressed file with some information inside that describes a wallet item. They're very lightweight, and as Ami mentioned, you can import them through email, web links, or even through an API in your app. They're easily updatable through the same mechanisms that I just mentioned. So very lightweight, easy to do, you don't need an app, or you can have an app. And then, like also mentioned, we have a brand new set of WinRT APIs. These are easily added to any application that is a universal XAML application. And when you're using an application, not only do you have all of the same functionality as an MS Wallet file, but you can also take advantage of resources on the phone. So you're right there, you've got the APIs for the entire phone, and I'll show you how some cool stuff you can do there. You also get the ability to do the deep linking. So when you're viewing a wallet item, there's various points in the item that a user can tap and will directly activate your application. You'll know the context in which case you were activated, and then whatever makes sense for your scenario, you can proceed from with there. So just a quick little explanation. So here's kind of a template of what the layout looks like. It's a templated based detail, so you kind of list a bunch of properties and then say where they should go onto the layout. This is a great opportunity for branding. So you can control all of the colors that you see up there, as well as putting background images for the header and the body and whatnot. And as you can see, this card is ready for action. Prominently displayed right in the center is a barcode, readily available for any optical scanner to take advantage of. And then over to the right, you can see the what we call the back of card. So if you tap the little eye in the circle in the first one, that brings you to more information. And this is kind of where you would put some supplemental information like the phone number, web address, addresses, that kind of stuff. And so you also see that there's a get app link, and I'll show you how that works later. But if your item in the wallet is associated with a Windows Phone app and it's not yet installed, we'll actually take you to the store, take the user to the store to download your application. And one more point to mention here is we do entity extraction on your properties on the back of the card. And this is on, by default, it's turned on. But you have the option of turning this off for any item. For instance, if you see the account number, it looks very much like a phone number, but it's not. And so the developer decided that this should not be entity extracted. Otherwise, you might have your user call it, making prank calls to other people and whatnot. So we want to try to avoid that. So instead of listing slide after slide after slide about all of the things that we can do, I thought that the best way to maybe show you is to highlight all these features was to actually kind of show you an app, show you a bunch of the scenarios, and then show you how easy it is to add all of these things into the wallet. And so I'd like to introduce you to Contoso Gym. It's a very fancy gym up in Seattle. It's brand new. They like cutting edge technology, and they're going to use the wallet in order to try and get customers and whatnot. So this is what our goals are going to be for Contoso's Gym. Obtain new customers, like I just mentioned. get their branding out there. The more that you can get people to see your brand, notice your brand, is always a good thing. It's kind of the number one thing of advertising. And then Contoso Gym wants to add convenience for the user, make it easy to use their services. And if your services are easy to use, then the user will keep coming back. On top of that, not only make the user have a convenient option of using your services, but you would like to delight them. And so we'll show a way on how you can delight the user, just an idea, because a delighted user is a user that is really excited about your service and may refer this to friends and whatnot. And if you have a user that loves your service, then this is a chance for you to upsell. You can, you know, other promotions, make partnerships with other people, whatnot. If a user really loves your services, of course they want to pay for it. I want to keep using it. I don't mind paying for services that I like. So I'm going to separate this into a couple days. So I was out to lunch with a friend of mine the other day, and I was talking about I need to lose weight. I'm, you know, kind of not like I was when I was 18. And so he was telling me about this gym, Contoso Gym, and he was saying that I should give it a try, and he'd send me some information on it. So I said, oh, that'd be great. So we did lunch, we left, all of that was fun. So the other day, I was on my Windows phone. Actually, that other day is now, so I'm here. On my Windows phone, I'm going to go check my email. And I see that my my friend has given me an email, and inside it says, hey, Brian, it was great chatting with you over lunch the other day. You mentioned that you were interested in the gym, and I've attached a promotional trial membership. Well, that's pretty cool. I see right here that there's a MS Wallet file attached to the email. And because the MS Wallet file extension is registered with the wallet application, it shows our wallet icon. So I know that this is going to interact with the wallet. So I'm going to click on that. And the wallet launches, and it says, hey, would you like to add this to the wallet? It's from Contoso Gym. I say, yeah, that sounds great. So I go ahead, and I see that I've got my deep links right into the wallet right there. I can see my item. It looks like it's kind of basic. It's got a logo here. It looks like they've got a weight set here. They've got a membership. It's saying it's a membership card, and their name is Contoso Gym. That's kind of cute. My name could be there. And there's a button to start my free trial. Before I do that, let's go to the back of the card and see what's up there. So there's a little promotional message here saying if I sign up, I get a 30-day free membership. That's pretty cool. There's the Get App link, which we'll look at a little bit later. And then here's some information that I could tap on any of these and bring up the correct experience if I want to call them or look up more information on their site. So let's just go sign up. I think I'm ready to go try out my gym. So I click that. It automatically brings me to Contoso's website. It's a pretty simple website, but it's OK. And it says, enter information here to start my gym trial. OK, well, that's cool. Not a lot of information. I like that. So what's my name? Brian Cross. And it says I'm going to download a new membership once I sign up. All right, so I click sign up. Here's that file that it said I was going to download. So I say OK. I open it. And it brings me right back to the wallet. Now, if you notice, instead of saying add to wallet, it shows that I can update an item in the wallet. There's information in this MS Wallet file, an ID and whatnot, that helps identify the exact item that's already in the wallet. And so instead of adding another one, it's going to go and actually update that one and bring me to it. So now you can see that the item has changed. The easiest thing to notice is that that button is no longer there, and there's a barcode there. And I'm assuming that this is the code that I could use to scan and, you know, get into the gym. I see that my name actually really could be there, right here. And then I've got a balance. So let's see what's on the back here, see if there's any more information. So that promotional information that was there before has been updated. And let's see what it says. As an appreciation for starting your free trial, you've been credited $5 to spend in our cafe. Well, hey, now I've got this free trial, and I can go get a free drink at the cafe there. This is seeming pretty cool. I think I'm going to definitely go try out this gym. So let's dive into a little bit of what actually happened there and how we got this information onto the device. So like I mentioned, an MS Wallet file is a zip compressed file with other files inside. And the main file in this compressed file is a walletitem.xml file. And this pretty much explains all of the metadata and whatnot to display to the user. So I'm just going to walk you through the very initial one that I did, the one with the sign up button. So right here, there's a wallet item root node, and underneath there, there's a version 1. This is the first MS Wallet edition, and so this will always be a number 1 for now. Next, we want to put some identification and authentication into this item. So this ID, gym member, is up to you, the app writer, the developer, the web service, to do whatever you want with. And it identifies this card inside the wallet. There's two ways I've seen this used. You can have this personalized to the user, but in this case, this was a generic wallet item that was given to me through an email. So there's really no identification there. The other way I've seen it used is to identify the type of card in the wallet. So you can kind of think of a credit card might have a signature card, a platinum, a gold, a whatnot. And so you could also use this to identify types of items for your business in the back end. And so that's what we're doing here. This is a gym membership. The next line here is a product ID. This is a Windows Phone product ID. We use Windows Phone product IDs to maintain back compat with our existing APIs for the wallet from 8.0. And if this is filled out, then the item knows that there is a corresponding application either installed on the device or in the Windows Store. Next is a web service URL. I'll show you the magic of this in a little bit. If this is here, then every time that the wallet is open, we'll go ping that service, and all you have to do is have a single REST API that takes a wallet item ID, as well as the authentication token, which I'll tell you about that in a second. And then you can push down an update in your response. And we'll do that every time the wallet is opened or when the user refreshes. This authentication token is entirely up to you. We recommend that you encode any security and object and identification information here, whatever you need to identify the user and make sure that this update is coming from someone that you trust and you can look up the data in your database and push down the correct information. It's a string, so you can encode anything you want. I have zero here because, again, this was that generic item, and so we're not looking for security in this particular item. So now that we've gone through kind of that basic, how do we get this on the device, how do we store it, where does it go kind of information, now we need the basic information. So the first thing is what category it is. It's a membership card. Next, we have a display name and an issuer name. So this is these particular ones are actually used in list views and other places on the device. It's not the one that shows up in the front of card. So the display name is, this is Contoso Gym. And then the issuer is Contoso. You could think about that Contoso might have some deals that they push into the wallet or other tickets and that kind of stuff. And so the issuer is Contoso itself. It's a large business. They have gyms and other kind of cool stuff. So following that, we have some branding opportunities. We have colors here. And these colors correspond to the header up here and to the bottom down here. This is not the exact image from here, as you can tell. I just pulled this up so that you can see a template of where these things go as I explain. So you can do the background color for the header or for the body, as well as the font colors for both of those. Next, there's that display message. This was the one urging me to go try out, get a 30-day free membership. And then after that, we get to kind of the crux of where you actually design what your wallet item looks like. There's a node called Display Properties. And inside there, you have an array of display properties optionally grouped into sections that then tell it where to go up on this up into this view over here. So let's go through the ones that are kind of over here. So first, we have the group that we can encapsulate around the properties. This is the primary group and refers to primary one here and primary two over here. And all you do is list one property and the next property, and they'll take index one and two. So a property is defined by a key, name, and a value. The key is unique among all properties, and this is how applications, as well as the MS Wallet files, can update and remove properties later on. So they must be unique within the display properties. And then you have a name, which ends up becoming the label, which here I've made the name of the sections. So this way, when you see the slides and the talk later, you can refer back to this and know kind of where these things are. And then the value right here is Contoso Gym would be the value that you see in all these other places. And so as you go through the rest of the file, this property will go down into the footer area, which is down here. And then you've got the center one. The center one is a little bit more unique. If you remember, there was a button there, and now there's a barcode there. You can also have text there. If you have text, it'll show up unless it is an HTTP or HTTPS address. At that point, it will turn into that button, and the label, which was Start Your Free Trial, will be shown inside that button. I'll show you in a little bit how to get a barcode there. And if you have a barcode in your thing, then that will trump all of the text. So once you get through your groupings, how do you get things on the back of card? Any property that isn't surrounded by one of these groups automatically goes onto the back of the card. So here is phone number, web address, address to the place. And that's pretty much it. So let me go over here. So that was day one of my gym. So let me go a little bit deeper into the anatomy of a wallet item package. Like I mentioned, zip compressed MS wallet file with some files in it, and a wallet item.xml file that I just showed you. Next, alongside the wallet item.xml file is a set of image files. These are the backgrounds to the header and the background image, as well as logos and potentially a custom barcode. You put those alongside the wallet item.xml file, and those will automatically be put into the right places in the wallet item. Next, we'll handle localization for you. I mean, obviously, you have to translate it, but we'll handle it when the device changes locales. For that, you create a folder for every locale that you support. And in each folder, you have a strings.xml file, which is a set of name value pairs, which you can think of as like macros. Wherever that name exists in the original wallet item.xml will be replaced with whatever value you have for that locale. Pretty simple. Whatever ones are not there don't get replaced. And then in each of the folders, you can also put specific images. So if you have a logo that needs a change for a specific locale, then you can just replicate the same names in that folder. And if we see that that image is in the folder, we will replace it in the root. If there's no image in the locale directory, then we will just use whatever was there in the root. So you only need to localize the things that are actually localized. So if you remember in the demo, I had the first MS Wallet file, let me sign up, and then another one was downloaded and updated to show a barcode and everything. So there was a couple changes in there. When you send an update, you do send the entire MS Wallet file down, and then we go around in diff and smartly update it based on those IDs and whatnot. So some of the values were changed, like my name and whatnot, and a couple other things. The first thing was a barcode was added. Now, one of the coolest things I think is that we'll actually generate the barcode for you. You don't have to go generate QR codes. We support about 10 or 12 different barcodes. We've got QR codes, PDF 417, which is really popular for boarding passes, Aztec, UPC, and then, of course, we also allow you to use a custom barcode if you include an image inside the MS Wallet file. In the case of PayPal, if you noticed, it actually had the barcode with the PayPal logo and the numbers underneath. That was a custom barcode. So if you wanted to do that, you could certainly do that. But otherwise, if you'd like, you can have us generate the barcode for you. All you need to do is put in a barcode element just under the wallet item element and tell us which symbology to generate and the value, and we'll go ahead and do that for you. Next, what you didn't see yet, but you'll see very soon, is relevant locations. What this is these are like little geofences that you can set up for your item. And whenever the user enters one of these geofences, a notification will pop up onto the device telling the user whatever you want. You can have up to 20 of these locations, and you can just list them as an array underneath the relevant locations element. So right here is the latitude and longitude for where Contoso Gem is, and then a display message that will be shown to the user once the user enters that geofence. It's a toast. Also shown in Action Center. And I'll show you a little bit in a bit. So that's great. I showed you how to get an item onto the device, and I showed you how to update it through a download link. But there's more magic to be had. So that web URL that I told you about is embedded into there, and like I said, anytime that the wallet is opened, we will go ahead and ping your service and see if there's any updates whenever the wallet is open. Again, we'll send that authentication token as well as the ID up to you so that you can make the correct decision on what to update, who to update for, and make sure that it's a valid item. And next, we don't want you to have to waste bandwidth. If every time we call you, you send out another item. You only have to update when you actually have an update. One of the ways you can do that is on the very first time that we actually call your web service URL, if in your response you send a last modified, which is just the date, then on every subsequent update that we call your service, we'll send an if modified since with that same date. And then your web service can decide if there's been updates since then or not and return a 304 HTTP result code. And then we'll know that there's no updates and everything is fine. And then sometimes in this world, not all all websites behave correctly, they go down, things happen. So sometimes there's failures, which is fine in the most part. But we will, after an excessive amount of failures, we will cease calling your web service. Now don't worry, excessive is excessive. What it basically means is if you have over 100 errors, over 30 days worth of time, then we will stop calling. So as long as you have a successful attempt within 30 days or you don't hit over 100 errors, you should be fine. Once you hit that excessive mark, you have to wait. You have to get your item to be updated through some other mean so that we can reset that clock. So let's go into day two of my quest for a gym membership. All right, let's get, are we good? Okay. So I'm ready to go try it out. So I'm going to go bring up the emulator tools over here. If you haven't seen these, if you haven't used these, they're great. There's all kinds of ways to simulate network situations, sensors, push notifications. And one of the things you can do is you can simulate location. So I'm going to zoom in over here. This is up in Seattle. And I know that Contoso Gym is conveniently located right in the middle of the 405 and 520 interchange. It also makes it really easy to find it in a demo. So right now, I'm traveling there, and I'm using my device. Well, hopefully not in the car. Maybe I'm taking the bus or whatnot. And once I get there, I should have a toast pop up and tell me that, hey, you've entered in this geofence. Now, there's a couple of restrictions. We wait for a 15-second dwelling. Let's see where I'm actually at. You have to be there for 15 seconds, and then within a 50-meter radius. So it looks like I'm there. And wait my 15 seconds. Hopefully I, the demo, there we go, sweet. So I'm there, and all of a sudden I'm delighted because I'm about to walk in and they're about to say, hey, where's your membership card? And I was gonna go ahead and have to find it. Now, it's not really hard to go and find the wallet application or anything, but it's just nice when things come up when they're supposed to. Now, in talking to you, I missed that, so I'm gonna go into Action Center, and I see it right there, and I'm gonna click it. And so there it is, right there, ready to use. I can scan, and I can go and work out. So I'm going to bring up my trusty little point-of-sale system over here, and I'm going to replicate that I have entered the gym. And now I'm going to go, I'm going to get my music ready, and I'm going to go work out. So, wow, okay, well, I got my glasses, okay. Wow, the gym there is amazing. The amount of machines, I'm gonna get some water here. Okay, but if you remember, I now have the ability to go get a drink there because I'm thirsty, I am parched after that intensive workout there. So I'm gonna go to the wallet application. I have no notification because I've used it, but I'm gonna go to the wallet. And because it's a relevant item because of location, it's prominently displayed at the top and very easily accessible. So I'm going to tap on that. And the first thing I notice is that it says I've had one visit already. So if you remember, when I was at the gym, they scanned me, and I did my little point of sale, which talked to the service and said, ding, ding. And then the next time I opened it, it updated, and it showed I've been there one time. You can update with any type of information. So I've got this. I go, and I purchase my coffee, because now I'm going to need to stay awake a little bit. And I go ahead, and I'm going to go to their point of sale, and I'm going to do my little trusty buy coffee thing. And I'm going to show you another way that you can actually update. So on the back of the card, there's a refresh button. And so that's the other time that we'll go ahead and call your service anytime the user taps on that. So the first thing you notice, the obvious one, is the promotional details went away. They know that I bought coffee. They don't need to promote that anymore. And then if I go back to the front of the card, we'll see that my balance has been updated. I now know that I have $1.86 left in my account from the $5 that they had given me. So that's pretty cool. I just had a very successful time at Contoso Gym. I'm happy. I'm starting to think that I might have to get this place. So I'm going to go home, which is somewhere over there. So real easy. This is very convenient for me. And now I'm going to kind of show you something that's a little bit more delightful. So I was talking to my friend when he recommended this gym, and we like to play racquetball. And so I thought, you know what? I should go reserve a court, and we should go and play sometime. So I'm going to go down to the wallet. And if you notice now, it's no longer up there because I have moved away. But it is still here in the list view. And so I'm going to bring up my my card here because I want to get the phone number and call the gym. So I'm going to go over here. excuse me. And I'm going to go to the phone number, except I noticed this thing that I keep seeing is get app. And so I'm going to kind of like, you know, squirrel and get over here and look at and see what the app has to do with it. So I'm going to tap this. It says, download the app for this card so it can provide updates and other features. Well, I like other features. So I'm going to tap get app. And oh, don't worry. I didn't publish this app into the store because there is no Contoso gym. Really? Shh, don't tell anyone. But I'm going to simulate that. So right now, we're at the store. Because of that product ID, we knew exactly where to go in the store so that the user could download it. So through the magic of Visual Studio, I'm just going to go to my app that would have been there, click deploy, yay, and then hit close. And now I'm back into my app, and instantaneously notice that this app's been installed on the device, and instead of get app, there's an open app. Now, if you remember, we've been playing with MS Wallet files through a web service, and so therefore, we've been having updates and whatnot. This application is also going to make updates, and you kind of don't want people, the two update systems trampling all over each other. So in your application, you could call up to your web service and say, hey, I'm going to take over. I've been installed in the device. Don't make any more updates. And so I'm going to do that right now. No more updates. So back to the demo. I'm going to tap here and open app and see what this app's all about. So tapping that open app was a deep link directly into the application. It knew that I was clicking the open app. It would be different than if I went to the app list and launched the application from there. So right here, it says welcome, yay. And then this is the first time I've actually launched this application, yet it already knows things about me. Where did it get that information? Well, because of that link to the item, it was able to grab information. Obviously, it knows from the back end, it's the same company, where this information would be. And so it grabbed my name from there just to help personalize it and make it feel like an experience. So it says, welcome to Contoso app. Stay in touch with Contoso and have the convenience of scheduling many of our services directly. Well, that's great. I was just about to schedule a racquetball court. So let's go back to the item. Going back to the item, we notice that there's a couple more things put on the back of the card here. The application added a couple things that we call verbs. Excuse me. These are custom deep links into the app. You can put anything you want here. It's basically a label, and then we'll put your app. We'll tell the user that we're going to be opening up your app for the experience. So that's pretty cool. Now I don't have to call them. I don't have to wait on hold. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have very long waits because they're pretty cutting edge and whatnot. But I think I'm going to just try the app and reserve a court. So I'll tap that. We go back into the app. New page, different place. It knew why we came in and how. And it's got a really simple UI. It kind of knows when I might want to play, and it's suggesting the next available court time is 4 p.m. today. Let's see. It's 1 o'clock now. Finish the presentation, get some questions. I could probably get there in time. So that sounds pretty good. So I'm going to go ahead and request the court. I see right here that court 3 is reserved, but there's a notification or a message up here to add to calendar. Would I like to add this entry to calendar? Oh, that's pretty cool. So I guess they're going to add an entry into my calendar on the device of when this court reservation is. So sure, all set, and then bam. And what is this? You have been awarded a complimentary shuttle to take you from your home to the gym. A boarding pass has been added to your wallet. I mean, this is just great. I didn't expect that. Let's go check out the boarding pass. So here is the application deep linking back into the wallet to show the item. This means that you don't have to worry about recreating the UI that we already have. So if you want, you put your item into the wallet. You can then go back to the wallet anytime you want and have and use our rendering. So here's a boarding pass. Shows I'm going to go from home to the gym. That makes sense. Looks like they're going to get me 15 minutes before my court. Sounds like I'm going for trial now. So it's free and all that kind of thing. And then just like before, there's the back of card. And you notice that it's automatically open app. We don't have to go get the app. Anytime that an application creates a wallet item, it automatically gets tagged with that product ID. And so it's automatically linked to that app, and you can use open app to get back to it. And it looks like there's a phone number in case I need to call the shuttle for any reason. So one other way that you can bring these things forward is you can pin it, like most of the things you can pin on Windows Phone. So I'm going to go ahead and pin this item over to my start screen. And now I can always tap that and bring me right back to that boarding pass anytime I want. And as you can also see, there it is on my calendar, my racquetball court reserved 4 p.m. So that just kind of shows the power of having an application on the device where you can use the other resources of the application and add delight for the user. Let's go back to the wallet. And now we'll see that there's a boarding pass of gym shuttle. and then also my membership card, Contoso Gym. So one thing I want to show you that also got updated by the app, if we go to the back of card, is it added a transaction. And these can be added both by the MS Wallet files or the applications. And this pane will only show up if there are transactions. So I tap over there, and I'll list a list of transactions that I've made. The app just added the one for the court reservation, but it could have added any one for any time I use this. This is the actual I made a court reservation, and it shows the date and the court that I got chosen. These can also be deep linked. Each individual transaction has the option of deep linking back into the application, and then you can display more details, locations, and all kinds of other stuff. And lastly, there's another promotional image here, right? Up in the center, nice and bright and pretty. And what does this one say? Tap here to refer a friend, and receive a 1 month free membership. Well, sheesh, already, I've got a free 30-day trial, and if I refer a friend, which, I mean, why wouldn't I? This gym seems awesome. Then I'll get another month free. So let's tap that. That, another deep link into the application where I can refer a friend. Thank you for choosing to refer a friend. Tap the button below and we'll construct a message that you can edit and then send. Sounds easy. So I'll send a message. The share picker comes up with my email accounts. I go to Outlook, and right there is an email very similar to the one that got sent to me by my friend Jim. It's got a Contoso Gym MS Wallet file automatically attached. It happens to be the same one that I used to sign up initially. And so it kind of brings the whole thing full circle. So how did all that happen? I'm not going to show you absolutely everything, but I'll show you the main crux of what happened there. And I'll kind of go into some order. So one of the themes that you saw was deep linking. So let's start from there, because that's how we entered in the application all the time. Just like Windows, we have activation. And so you just support the unactivated event. You test the event args for what kind it is, and you look to see if it's a wallet action. At that point, you can cast it to a wallet action activated event args, in which case there's just a couple pieces of information there. The main one is the action kind, which is how were you activated? Was it an open item, verb, or tapping the promotional message, or was it a transaction? And then you always get the item ID that the user was looking at, and then in the case of like the verbs, you also get the ID of the verb that was tapped as well. So, and then once I figure out what I'm doing, then I activate my app, and I just go to the object that makes sense for that scenario. So, on that very first time I launched, we'll walk through that scenario, what happened when I added the verbs and whatnot. So the first thing you need to do in order to interact with the wallet is you have to request the wallet item store. This is a store object, which basically represents all of the items that your application can see in the wallet. You can add, remove, clear, whatnot in this collection. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get the wallet item by the ID that was passed to me on the unactivated activation event. So I get that item. I make sure that it's not null, just to be safe. And then I also look at, has it been acknowledged? This is a bit that's specifically for applications to tell the application, hey, have you seen this or not? Every time that an item is added to the wallet, this defaults to false, and it's up to the application to set it to true. And so in this case, I only want to do work if I haven't seen it before. So I haven't seen it. I grab a value from the display properties, the same nodes that you saw in the MS Wallet file, and I set that to a text block just to show the user's name. I then add two verbs. All I have to do is create a wallet verb which has the label, which is shown to the user, and then give it an ID. I set acknowledge to true, and then I update the item in the wallet. And that's it. That's what I did in order to get the verbs in there. Really quick, when I tapped on the reserve a court, I entered in very similarly. I got my wallet item store. I checked for the item. I know through my app that it was acknowledged because if I even had this functionality. And then I added a transaction. And just to quickly show you what a transaction looks like, new up a transaction object. There's a few different properties, description, display location, transaction date that you can add to it. And then is launchable is the property that says whether or not I can tap it or not. And I chose to make it false, just wanted to list the transactions. I add that to the transaction history map inside the item. And then I updated the promotional display message. Very easy as well. I took a file that was embedded in my application, used the new storage APIs to grab that file, set the file to the promotional image, set the display message, and then said I wanted this one to be tapped so that I could bring the user into the refer a friend scenario. And then I updated the item. And then I did the add to calendar stuff. All right, so day three was all about not only making things convenient, but making things delightful for the user. I wasn't expecting for the calendar thing to be there as a user, which is really cool and just makes me want to keep using the gym. So I told you about service updates. And so I want to tell you in some of the ways that an application can update. Obviously, whenever your application runs, you can talk into the wallet and update any of the items that you own. You can also use background tasks. Any of the background tasks that are supported on Windows Phone. So any of the triggers, obviously, is going to run a background task, and you have access to all of the wallet APIs through that. And namely, you have push notifications in Windows Phone 8.1 will launch a background task. So if you wanted to have push notifications from your service tell your app, hey, there's an update, and you go update it, maybe you can pop your own Toast or whatever you want and deep link into the wallet, all of that stuff is possible through your application. And just to reiterate, applications can only see items that are associated with their application. So as you see here, app A has 2 items, and app B has 3 items. And app A can only see its own, and app B can only see its own. Again, it's all to do with the product ID. And then also, everything that's in the wallet is encrypted for safety. So in summary, between what Ami and I have talked about, I kind of like to think about the wallet as an aggregation of all of the users' relationships with the services that they use. I mean, if you look inside your wallet, you have membership cards, credit cards, loyalty cards for the awesome burrito place down the street. I mean, these are all some sort of relationship you have with the entities of things that you do from day to day. And so we want to create that on the phone. This also gives you increased reach. It's another surface area for your application and your service to be known to the user and to be used. And then you have the flexibility of how you get that increased reach. You can use MS Wallet files, and you can also use applications. And then last, with all of this, you want to provide convenience and delight to your customer. And so between the wallet and your application, you can do that, which keeps users coming back for more and using your services and referring them and spreading the word. So I know I kind of breezed through some of the code and some of the stuff. There's information online that explains all of this in like kind of reference format. So if you go, the wallet documentation itself is kind of the root node for all of this. And then we also have sample applications and sample wallet item packages. And all you have to do, again, is because it's a zip file, it's real easy, just rename the MS Wallet file to .zip, and then you can open it up and you'll see everything inside there ready to edit and play with. And once you get your hands on Windows Phone 8.1, you can email it to yourself, set up a web link, all these, just like I did here, you can just quickly test out all your wallet item packages as you edit them. So now that we've helped you make your applications better and your services, I'd like to invite you to help make us better and fill out your evaluation. And if you use this QR code here, then you should be able to fill out the feedback form and tell us what you thought and what we could change and make things better. And who can argue with prizes? I mean. So I'd like to thank you very much. And if let's see how much time we have. It looks like we got about 10 minutes. So if there are any questions, we'll take some questions. And if there's more, we'll be outside. We can talk to you guys and answer anything that you got. I can definitely put that back on. Thank you.
Could you use the barcode generation for other aspects in a Windows app file?
You could. Yes, it's not blocked. It's in the wallet namespace because we primarily have it there for using it with the wallet. But there is an API there to be able to generate the barcodes, and you can get the image directly from it.
Great. Hi. When you showed the app, you said sign up for a trial, and you clicked on that button, and then you went and you got your barcode or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So can I have the barcode, but also a button bottom anywhere on that same template page, so I can add different stuff, for example, like get balance, rather than going to the second page and then trying to refresh it to get the balance? Can you do it from the same template?
Unfortunately, you cannot at this time. So okay. It's either a button or a barcode, and it's mostly because of the layout and the design of the card. Okay. So we're trying to make sure that it's not all that what the information that you put on the card makes sense, isn't clipped, and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is the wallet getting backed up in the cloud?
I'm sorry, say again?
Is it getting backed up?
The wallet information is not currently backed up. We realize that the applications and the services have all that information in the back end. And so with a simple sign up, you should be able to push the information back into the wallet. Yep. Yeah, but like for instance, if you had like PayPal or whatnot, if you logged back in, you'd have all your information up on the back end, right?
So with the geofence stereos, there's the max of 20. So what happens when the 21st one, when you go get a new wallet item and has the 21st one, is there some user experience, sort of like when you have too many background tasks, or is it silently fail?
Well, you'll so as a developer, you'd want to test the items that you're pushing down. And you'll get an error. There's a list of error codes up in the documentation, and it'll tell you that there's too many locations or something is incorrect in that. So before you deploy, you'd want to test it out. And when you push down other MS Wallet files, again, you're sending down the whole thing, so it's not additive. And if you're using an application, you have the list of, you have the collection right there that you can get the count of and whatnot.
Yes, if you have your own wallet file with your own barcode image in there,
mm-hmm.
Does it support other file formats? So for a ticket, if I had a video instead of a barcode, could mm-hmm. I display that?
It only does images at this time. Any other questions? Always one more, yeah.
A couple of questions.
Uh-huh.
Is this limited to Windows 8 phone, or it's also supported for Windows 8 tablets?
This is for Windows Phone only right now.
OK. And what's the support for NFC?
NFC, right now there's support for NFC, but you have to do it through the NFC and Secure Element APIs. It actually doesn't. You can add your stuff to the wallet if you want, just like I've shown. But all of the NFC and secure transactions are done through our other APIs. And if that's it, then we'll come down. But if you want to talk to us in person or exchange business cards or whatnot, I'd love to do that. Thank you very much for attending our talk. And I look forward to seeing some pretty fun wallet items in the wallet.